This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to talk about that verse where the place was shaken when the believers were praying together. I don't know if the wall shook. I don't know if there was a tremor, maybe just a minor tremor in the earth. It could have been. They could have felt something physical. But let me tell you something. When you pray for your family's going to be shaken up. You pray for a husband that you've never prayed for, things are going to start happening. Things are going to start shaking by the one who is the shaker with the capital S. You ever talk about being connected to the movers and the shakers at work? You need to know the mover with a capital M and the shaker with a capital S, and that's the Lord God Almighty. He's the one who can shake things up and make things happen in a family, in a marriage, in a workplace. And whenever you feel under the gun, so to speak, you call upon the Lord, and he does shake things up in response to people's prayer. I believe that with all my heart. I really do. Susan works for the Austin Police Department, Austin, Texas, in the homicide department. She's the administrative assistant in the homicide unit of Austin Police Department. She tells a powerful story that's kind of just a generic illustration. It's not particularly spiritual, but it is. And I want to talk about it just for a minute. I believe in the power of being believed. I didn't have the full concept of what it feels like until I went to work for the Austin Police Department Homicide Unit. She had been through a divorce, and I'll tell you about that in a minute, and she applied for the job as administrative assistant in the police department, and the sergeant who interviewed her said, you're going to be exposed to a lot of stuff. Death. Violent death. Crime. Can you handle it? And she said, I can. She'd worked for the state in a boring job, she said, for 27 years, and she said, I was ready for a change. And here's what she said. A series of past events had placed me on the cusp of launching myself into a new circumstance when I applied for the job with homicide. I had managed to get myself and my two daughters safely out of a long-term abusive marriage. I raised both daughters as a single parent with no child support. My youngest daughter had just begun college far from home. My mother was about to forget who I was due to dementia turning into Alzheimer's. My father died in the past 2 years, and I had abruptly retired from 27 boring years in the state government. My childhood had been spent in self-doubt and overshadowed by an older, more vocal sibling. My favorite childhood book was The Little Engine That Could. Anybody remember reading that? I just read it last night. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true. The Little Engine That Could. It was the story of a little train engine that couldn't quite pull its own load, but it always told itself, I think I can. She said this, belief creates boldness and power. Belief can turn a little engine into a steaming powerhouse. Belief is something we can all offer to each other. It costs nothing but a little bit of our time. The feeling of being believed is a precious gift that I treasure. I'm not talking to you today about believing that you can get a job in the homicide department of a police department. I'm talking to you about approaching the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords about your needs in your life. The one who created the universe and put the planets in gravitational order and just put everything together in this universe that one astronomer says is 60 million light years across. That's the God I pray to. And that's the one you pray to when you say, Lord, we've got a problem.
Well, this message on Cross Hope will conclude tomorrow. I hope that you know that our website is crosshope.org. That's crosshope.org to listen to this message or any other, as well as looking at a new feature called Visual Stories on crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.